This is Akashwani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has underscored the need to develop villages as the first step towards building a Viksit Bharat. He said this during the program of Bavaliali Dham related to the Bharwad Samaj of Gujarat through video message. Mr. Modi highlighted the importance of collective efforts, reiterating his statement from the Red Fort about Sabka Prayas being the nation's greatest strength. He emphasized on the importance of education for empowering the community through modernity as the way forward. The Prime Minister urged the community's children, especially daughters, to excel academically and contribute to a stronger society. He lauded Bharwad community's dedication to service, love for nature, and commitment to cow protection. Mr. Modi highlighted the government's free vaccination program for livestock to combat foot and mouth disease, urging the community to ensure regular vaccines for their cattle. BJP has issued a whip to its Lok Sabha members, directing them to be present in the lower house today. Sources said the whip has been issued as the house is scheduled to apply guillotine over demand for grants of different ministries in respect of the union budget. Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has called for a collective commitment from the government and the IT sector to achieve a $450 billion services export target, addressing the inaugural session of NASSCOM Global Confluence 2025 in New Delhi. The minister expressed confidence that in 2025-26, India's services exports could surpass merchandise exports, with IT at the forefront. Mr. Goyal added that services exports are expected to reach between $380 billion to $385 billion this year, further solidifying India's global presence. The Pension Fund Regulatory and Development Authority, PFRDA, has notified regulations for operationalization of the Unified Pension Scheme, UPS. This follows the UPS notification in January this year by the Government of India for central government employees covered under NPS. The regulations will come into effect from the 1st of next month. These regulations enable the enrollment of three categories of central government employees. The first category covers existing central government employees in services as on April 1, 2025, who are covered under the NPS, while the second category includes new recruits in the central government services who join service on or after April 1, 2025. Hamas has launched rockets at Tel Aviv, marking its first known response since Israel resumed military operations in Gaza. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said one rocket was intercepted, while the other two landed in uninhabited areas. Meanwhile, Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry reported that at least 85 Palestinians have been killed in Israeli airstrikes since midnight, adding to the 500 fatalities already recorded since Tuesday. The ministry also stated that 133 people were injured in the latest wave of attacks. The Israeli government claims that Hamas is still holding 59 hostages, with 24 believed to be alive. Zimbabwe's Christy Coventry has been elected as the president of International Olympic Committee, IOC. She has become the first female president in IOC history. The 41-year-old Zimbabwean was elected at the 144th IOC session in Costa Navarino, Greece, yesterday. Coventry received 49 votes in the first round, exactly the number required for a majority from the 97 votes cost. Coventry will succeed the 9th IOC president, Thomas Bach, whose 12-year tenure will officially end after June 23rd. In badminton, India's top women's doubles pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand entered the quarterfinals of the Swiss Open Badminton Championship with a straight game victory over Germany's Emily Lehmann and Celine Hoops at Basel, Switzerland. The Indian pair won by 21-12, 21-8. And that is the end of this news bulletin.